0567.
It is the last Thursday of the month, though. It is the 29th of September. I can hardly believe it. But that means it's time for our monthly style and design chat with Bianca Reznikoff. Bianca, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Amy. It's great to be on with you. And hello to all the Cape Talk listeners.
And let's start with the All Fashion Source Clothing Expo taking place this weekend.
Yeah, so from today until Saturday at Wonderland Film Studios in the Gardens, All Fashion Source is a showcase of locally produced apparel, footwear and accessories. And it's taking place at the same venue and in conjunction with SA Men's Fashion Week. And apart from the shopping, there'll also be informative panel discussions focusing on the future of sustainable fashion. I interviewed Kath Frew, who's the portfolio director and event organizer, and she sent us this voice note to tell us a bit more.
All Fashion Source in Cape Town will take place from today, the 29th of September, until this Saturday at the Wonderland Film Studios in Gardens. The doors will open at 3 p.m. today and tomorrow, ending at 9 p.m., and on Saturday you can join us from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's an opportunity to see South African-produced fashion, footwear, apparel, and accessories from over 40 participating companies. And for the first time, you'll be able to buy directly from these exhibitors too. What's also exciting this year is that All Fashion Source in Cape Town will take place alongside SA Menswear Week as part of the Week of Fashion, taking place at the same venue. Visitors are invited to sit in on the Student Talks panel discussion titled Rethinking Fashion, which will shine a light on sustainable fashion on Friday the 30th of September at 4:30. Each panelist will discuss what they do to ensure the next generation of designers and consumers are more knowledgeable on best practices. They will speak about the global impact of sustainable practices within the fashion industry and the responsibility consumers have and how they can get involved in creating awareness and education. This will be followed by the much anticipated Young Designers Competition at 6:00, all forming part of the Week of Fashion. So if you'd like to learn more and have the option of shopping from brands like Bolton Footwear, Saint & Summer, DTF Printing, Lady Kana Creations, Palm Footwear, Weave, True North Fashion, Pressitex Enterprises, and many more, please join us at Wonderland Film Studios and Gardens. Entrance is free, and go to allfashionsourcing.co.za to register.
There you have it. It's Carisbrook Street in the Gardens if you're interested in taking part, and it's free. So, but you do have to register, and just that website again, it's All Fashion Sourcing, so ing at the end, .co.za.
Well worth popping in. I recognize several of those names. Sounds like it's going to be a great event.
Yes, I think so. And nice to always support local design. The other thing I wanted to tell you about is the Co-Create Design Festival. So this year it's taking place in Cape Town from the 26th to the 27th of October next month. Mm-hmm. And it shines a light on the life-sustaining importance of water and the valuable role it plays in shaping healthy and sustainable cities for all of Africa. It's an annual festival, and this year the theme is Designing African Blue-Green Cities for All. And the festival focuses on the design of innovative processes, systems, and products that can lead to a more water-secure future, particularly in an African context. The festival is calling for entries of projects with a strong design element, with water as its principal focus. So all entries should comment on any innovations that improve water quality. And there's a prize giving, and entries close on the 5th of October, so you've got to get them in quite soon. This is a voice note that I got from Mapaseka Setlodi from the Dutch Consulate, who are also part of the initiative, to explain to us the different categories that they're looking for water design.
The Co-Create Design Festival is an initiative of the Mission Network of the Kingdom of the Netherlands in South Africa, and is organized with the Craft and Design Institute. This year's festival is being curated in partnership with the University of Cape Town's Future Water Institute, the City of Cape Town, and the Institute of Landscape Architects. The future of our planet's natural ecosystem has never been more dependent on the design of better solutions. In South Africa, the challenges are exacerbated by the need to address unequal access to and the state of our infrastructure. The focus of this year's festival is on the life-sustaining significance of water. We will examine the role that water plays in shaping healthy, equitable, and sustainable blue-green cities for African citizens. The Co-Create Design Festival is free to attend in person or online. This year's festival will encompass an award ceremony. The awards are open to entries for projects that have water as their main focus with a strong design element. There are three entry categories. The first category is for the best use of water as a built environment design informant. It could refer to climate adaptation, resilience, improvements, or incorporating indigenous knowledge, for example. The second category is for the best student or research project. This could be of interest to engineering, architecture, landscape architecture, or urban planning students or researchers. The final category is for the best community-based project. Entries close on Wednesday, 5th October, 2022. To enter, please go to the Craft and Design Institute website at www.thecdi.org.za/award and you'll be directed to the Google form. Shortlisted entrants will be informed by Thursday, 13 October 2022. These entrants will be invited to briefly present their projects at the award ceremony on Thursday, 27 October 2022. If you are interested to attend the festival, please go to www.thecdi.org.za/festival and you'll be directed to the Quicket page for festival bookings.
So there you go, a reminder that design is not just about fashion, it is also and product, it's also about changing the way we live and redesigning the way we can survive in the future with water sustainability. So that's a very interesting thing to follow.
Yeah, I was going to say, Bianca, I mean, it's so cool that both these events taking place and both very innovative events taking place in Cape Town have that sustainability at their heart.
Exactly. It's essential for the future. And this is a two-day hybrid event taking place at the Young Blood Gallery on Bree Street with a free live stream also available if you don't want to go in person. So look out for that. If you just want to, if you're just interested but you don't actually want to attend, you can go onto the CDI website, which is the Craft Design Institute.
Brilliant. All right, let's go to Paris now, Bianca.
Yeah, okay. So Paris Fashion Week is happening at different venues all over Paris as we speak at the moment. And a select group of South African designers will be showcasing their designs. And for the first time, South African leather designer Matthias Maty will be showing his work of leather design at the Ritz in Paris. And you can actually watch his show if you're interested, which it's happening tomorrow night at the Place Vendôme at the Ritz.
Yeah.
Here's a voice note from Matthias Maty in Paris to tell us how to do that.
Good afternoon to all of the listeners and thank you for tuning in. My name is Matthias Maty and I'm coming to you live from Paris, France. I'm a designer based in Cape Town and I have the privilege and honor of showcasing at this season's Paris Fashion Week. I will be showcasing 10 trans-seasonal looks. The looks are all leather head to toe, and what's significant about the range is that I'm the first designer to showcase 10 looks on any international runway scene. The show will be taking place this Friday at Place Vendôme at the Ritz at 5:30, the 30th of September. One of the looks to look out for is the showstopper look, which is a blue, electric blue trench coat. I'm not going to say any more, not to give it away, but the listeners will be able to view the live runway show on my Instagram page. There'll be a link. It's matthias.matthia. It will also be available to watch on the production company's Instagram account, which is Fashion Week Studio Incorporated. And the link should be there from 5 p.m. for all of the listeners who'd like to check it out. And it has been an amazing journey to get to this point. And I'm looking forward to share all of the designs and my work with the world and wave the South African flag high. See you guys on the runway and thanks again for listening and hope you guys enjoy the show.
Wow, I can't wait to see that blue trench coat.
Yeah. Leather from head to toe. Sounds very, very interesting and very sexy.
Indeed. Wow. Okay. Bianca, would you want to just repeat that link for our listeners that may want to tune in and watch that this evening?
Okay, so you can go on to Paris Fashion Week Studio on the Instagram page, or you can go to Matthias, which is M-A-T-T-E-U-S, M-A-T-T-E-E, Matthias Mati, and follow the link to watch his show at 5 o'clock tomorrow at the Place Vendôme.
Oh, tomorrow. Great. Thank you so much. And then your fourth and final piece of news that you've got for us is something that I'm personally so excited about going to after work today.
Okay, yes. So Vintage with Love 2022 big sale starts with its opening night. Are you going tonight?
I am.
Oh, so you're going to the press preview, which is for special press people. And then tomorrow is the opening night to the public at the V&A Waterfront Cruise Terminal. And it runs until Tuesday, the 2nd of October, as I said, at the cruise terminal, where you can get 3 hours of free parking while you're there. It always has such a great range of gently worn, high quality, beautiful stock. So if you're into vintage, if you're a vintage lover, or you want to support a large network of literacy and educational charities, make sure you buy your 50 Rand ticket on web tickets, or you can go to the Vintage with Love website and follow the links. Or you can buy the tickets at the door when they open at 10 a.m. A reminder, though, that the opening night tickets are a bit more pricey at 250 Rand each. But it's a great cause to support, you know, complete guilt-free shopping. And they've raised over 7 million Rand to date. I mean, I remember when they first started. I don't know if you went to the early ones, Amy, in the early days in Orange Street.
No, I haven't been before, Bianca. Tonight's my first, so I'm so excited.
You're a virgin vintage with lover.
I am.
Okay, well, it was founded by Lee Ord and Jackie Myberg Kamali, who are both very stylish women who've worked in fashion journalism equally. And it's grown each year into a fantastic NPO. And, you know, what's also quite cool about it is you can even shop online with them if you prefer not to go in person or if you're not feeling well, etc.
Amazing. So that's taking place all of this weekend at the cruise terminal at the V&A Waterfront, Friday to Sunday, correct?
That is correct. But it's not just Sunday. It actually goes to October the 2nd, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure when that is, but I think that's next week.
Sunday.
Is it Sunday?
I think that's Sunday. Sorry, Can you believe we're already at the end of September?
Okay,
it's ridiculous and into October. Mad.
Okay. Yeah. And so, you know, if you're not someone who's used to vintage, not everything is like, 100 years old. A lot of the stuff is more just gently worn, secondhand goods. A lot of it is not so old, you know. So you should still go and check it out.
Absolutely. And I chatted to Debbie last week from Vintage with Love. She said they've even got a Victoria Beckham dress that's going to be very reasonably priced and apparently never worn. So lots of apparently very good deals to be had.
Absolutely. I've found a lot of pieces, you know, even if you find one piece, you know, at Vintage with Love that I still wear. So I would encourage people to go.
Bianca,
I have a fashion tip for you, but I don't know if you've got time.
We do.
Okay. What are you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, if you were wrapping up, I was going to say, let our listeners know what they can look forward to with you tomorrow. But let's rather do your fashion tip first.
Yeah. So fashion trend tip, one thing at a time. So my fashion tip is Bermuda shorts are the shorts that are all over the internet, really trending for the upcoming summer season. Just scraping the knee for men and women. You can wear them in all fabrics, but they're really great in denim with an oversized men's relaxed fit shirt or a blazer that you can get at Vintage with Love, a secondhand one, over a t-shirt. It's great news for those of us who don't really like to wear very, very short shorts.
Yep.
And I saw some great denim ones at Woolies recently, but really you're going to see them at every store you shop at or that you choose to shop at. They're like the grown-up cousin of the riding shorts from last summer.
Great. Well, that's a kind of fashion that I can certainly embrace. Great. That's Bianca Reznikoff, and she'll be with you tomorrow in this slot between 1 and 3. Bianca, thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
You too.
Bye.
Cheers.